Hello, my name is Robert Browning, working in conjunction with the Reuther Library at Wayne State University. Today's date is October 17, 2020. This interview is with Kay about her experience of living through the COVID lockdown outside of Wuhan, China in early 2020. At the moment, Kay is located in Beijing. This interview is being recorded remotely and will be housed at the Reuther Library, which is part of Wayne State University. The Reuther Library will keep administrative information about this oral history project, such as interview releases and deeds of gifts, in its case files. Case files are in a locked, non-public area of the building, accessible only to the Reuther Library staff. In the event of a criminal investigation or legal discovery proceedings, the Reuther Library could be compelled to turn over holdings and case files that are otherwise closed to the public, including the case files for this oral history project. Okay, and you are from where?
I'm from Wuhan, China.
And how old are you?
I'm 30.
Okay, and so we're going to talk about your experience in Wuhan during the coronavirus lockdown, and I just want to begin with some basic questions, like when did you first hear of the coronavirus?
I don't really remember. I think it's the end of January, when I first heard about it, it's right before Chinese New Year. My colleagues, they were saying there were rumors going on that we have SARS again. So that's the first time I heard about it, not officially.
Okay. So you were in Wuhan at that time?
Right.
So like, how did you feel about like this kind of news story at that time?
I just couldn't believe it, because we were actually having like an annual report to our boss, but it was sitting in one meeting room, and one person just said, "We have SARS coming up again," and I just didn't believe it, because you know we were having a very important meeting.
So when the lockdown began on January 23rd in Wuhan, mm-hmm. I believe, what were your feelings when that started?
I started panicking like 3 days before that. We were still, I think I was still at work a few days before the lockdown, and I just couldn't focus there. And I actually left the company with one of my colleagues to buy facial masks and like medicines for my family. That was before the lockdown. And when the government actually announced the lockdown, I actually passed my panicking time. Mm-hmm. But I would say I was less panicked than a few days before that. But still, it was a big thing. Like, part of me couldn't believe that.
So, what were like other people, what were you seeing from other people like around your community, around the city at that time?
Can you repeat that question again?
So what were like other people around you, like your family or, the people in your community, what were you seeing? What were you feeling from them? You know, because you talk about being panicked, what were other people, what were you seeing from
you mean for the lockdown or?
Yeah, like when it began.
I couldn't tell about my community because at that time, we don't communicate. Like neighbors, we don't know each other. Mm-hmm. But for my colleagues, it was a big thing because a lot of my colleagues, they are from Taiwan. Mm-hmm. And we woke up to hear the news. Mm-hmm. But there were people, I actually forgot what time it was, like when they officially announced the lockdown. But there were colleagues, they were catching, Heidi of illegal like transportation to run from our company to the nearby cities to catch the train or by airplane to flee to hometown. That was something to mention. Because my company is boarding another city, so a lot of my colleagues, I believe, they run from the nearby city, Ezhou.
So, when this lockdown began, like with your company, did it shut down? Did you work from home?
Like our company, we have how do you say? We have employees that worked in the factory. They didn't go home, but for the employees who work in the office, we were on leave already by that time.
Okay, so that's a little bit about your company, but I kind of want to talk a little bit about your community, or ask you something about your community at that time. How did the lockdown happen? Work in your community? What were the rules? What were the procedures? For example, how did you get food? And then anything else that you can share.
Well, there was a time they stopped the elevator, but there were volunteers in the community. They were really nice. So when we were short of food and vegetables, they delivered the food to our doors, because they got the connections for the, I don't know how to say, like food suppliers. And you couldn't go out unless it was an emergency. I remember my grandfather, he needed like high blood medicine, and the volunteers actually offered to go to get the medicine for my grandfather as long as I didn't go out. And well, the elevator was crazy because you could only take it like at lunchtime, they run for 1 hour, and then dinner time for 1 hour. Apart from that 2 hours, you literally have to walk up and downstairs.
Okay.
So,
And w which floor did you live on?
20th. So, like for the community rules, it took a time to get more and more strict. So at first, we could go out to buy veggies, like on the street, vendors and stuff. And then you just couldn't go out. And then they started the, well, no, I forgot. It's been a long time. At first, we could take the elevator like 2 hours a day. That's when we could go out. Like, we could go out to buy veggies. But I remember because me and my husband, we actually walked from the first floor to our home once because we missed the 1 hour elevator. And then after that, we couldn't go out. But there were like fruits and veggies delivered to our community. So then they started running the elevator again. But there would be like a gathering center. So like the food bus, they got into the community, and we had to wait in lines. Like you have to stand like 1 meter away from the person next to you. And the people who are delivering the food, they all wear like facial masks and special uniforms. So that's how we got food for a long time in the community.
Okay, so basically, like a lot of people, you were stuck inside. One thing I want to ask is, can you tell me what did you do during the lockdown besides, shopping for food and or trying to shop for food? How did you occupy
Well,
your
lots of
time?
family. Well, it was very boring, of course. Me, because I stayed with my mom and my husband, so we played mahjong a lot. And well, at first we spent a lot of time reading news about the virus trends and stuff, and watching videos about it, of course. And we have friends who organize, like, how do you say, the Lumolu delivery thing.
Right.
Like, I have friends who are taking part into, trying to make things better. So I spent a lot of time reading, like following the news. But to be honest, after, I think maybe after a few weeks, I just started to be too much. So I'd say personally, I was trying to avoid it, just trying to be lazy and, to be sane, to be safe, to stay at home. So we did a lot of Chinese New Year stuff, making like Chinese desserts and, just family stuff, just trying to be happy and, calm.
So like jumping to like when the lockdown ended in, I believe, April, like what were your feelings then when the lockdown ended?
Because I went to my company straight after the lockdown stopped, finished, because my company is really big, so I didn't get to see, what the city was like. But I think I was one of the people who left the home I couldn't remember, but when I first walked out of my home, like, the street was empty. Like, my home is not in the city center, but there was traffic. But when I walked out, it was just empty. And when I got to my company, I had to organize other people from Hubei province to come back to Wuhan. That took a lot of effort because different cities and different towns had different buildings and like traffic regulations as well. So I just jumped into that work immediately after I got out from home to get to the to my company. And I had to like, my company had a quarantine regulation as well. I was quarantined for 4 days before I go to the office.
This is at the end of the lockdown, right?
I don't really remember. Yeah, it was May the 4th when I got to my company. Early, oh no, not May, early March, sorry.
So, like, what were your feelings about the lockdown ending, though?
It's hard to say. Because when we were at home, like, we had no connections to the outside world in a way. Like, we couldn't go out. We all wanted to go out. But when I actually, because I had to leave home alone, my husband, he stayed behind for a few days. Like, I was quite nervous when I realized I was going to be the first person to be, out of my home. So I was nervous. And because I realized my husband would follow me to the off to the company a few days later, I actually, part of me was very worried for my mom because she had to stay home alone. And like, at that time, you still couldn't get back to, like, I couldn't get back to my home once I entered my company because they wouldn't let you get back home. So I think I got back home maybe, I forgot, maybe like around 1 month, like more than 1 month. Like, I didn't see my mom for a whole month, until I returned home again.
Last question. Is there anything that you think that is different between like the time that the lockdown happened and now? Like, what has changed in your mind?
You mean in general,
Yeah, in
in my
general.
life?
In your life, or like just as a result of the experience of the coronavirus and the lockdown.
Well, personally, I put on a lot of weight, and I decided to marry my husband. Like, we were together, just half a year when the lockdown happened. Less than half a year, like 4 or 5 months, and we stayed home together for 2 months ish. Every day we see each other, and I think like that intensive, 2 months together, being nervous and you don't know what's going to happen, and really, how do you say, testify your relationship. So, I would say that's one the first thing come up to my mind.
Okay. Is there anything else that you want to share?
I try to be more, how do you say, open-minded, more forgiving after the whole thing, because you see how, what's my English?
It's okay.
Jaya, what's that Jaya? Ah, it's frustrating how weak life can be. Fragile, that's the word I
Yeah,
want to say.
fragile, yeah.
How fragile life could be. And because we were not the people who had to be at the first. I mean, I still get emotional now talking about it with you. I mean, I didn't do any, preparation before the interview. And now we have to look back at those things. I still get very emotional because I felt, in a way, I felt lucky that I was not one of those people who had to stay in the hospital, almost their families, So I think we need to be more grateful for the life. And I am definitely more respectful for doctors, and the nurses now after the COVID-19 stuff.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Is that all? Thank you.